Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 8th day of the 8th day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Peyo Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Megalgalin B'Tofeach. One is not allowed to use the irrigation channel, a wheel. That is, they used to take the water up from the well by rolling a wheel, and that would bring water up into the fields and irrigate them. One cannot do that before the anim, before the poor have taken their leket, because by having the water pouring through the field, it will spoil the leket, the gleanings that have been left by that must be left by the owners for the anim. Now, one cannot do that because, as a result of that, you're spoiling the chances of the anim getting their leket. Divrei Rabbi Meir, who holds that. The balasada, the owner of the field, is obligated not to irrigate the field until the anim, the poor, have taken their leket. V'chachamim atir. The chacham said, yes, you can. One is allowed to use that irrigation wheel. Mipnei she'efshar, because it's possible to stop the loss for the anim by being careful watering the field so it won't cause damage to the leket, to any of the gleanings out in the field. Either that, or the owner of the field can collect the stalks of leket that have been left behind, leave them on the fence, let the anim take it from there, let the poor pig take it from there, and let him irrigate his field as he should. The Shalmi explains that if, in the end, the watering did result in a spoiling of the leket, then even the Chacham agreed that the balasada, the owner of the field, has to compensate the poor and give them. And according to Rav Meir, says that he's not allowed, the landowner is not allowed to irrigate his field if there is a loss for the landowner by holding back the watering because he wants to give the anim a chance to collect the leket, not being spoiled, then he has a right to be compensated. The landowner has a right to be compensated by taking from the anim what would normally be theirs. Now, so far we've learnt the Mishnah with the word tofeach. A vowel that way. There are those who have it a different vowel pronunciation or a different voweling, and that is with the word ein megalgalin but toifach, and that's a totally different explanation of the Mishnah, and that would mean a type of legume, and the way they collected it was called like a gilgal, because they would roll the tzemach, they would roll the growth, the herb at the time when they would collect it. Rav Meir is saying that one is not allowed to roll or harvest this particular legume together with your regular seeds, the regular plants, to collect them together. And the reason is because the leket, the gleanings that would normally fall out from the other seeds, will fall out from this tofach, from this grain, which is of inferior quality. And it's not fair to the poor, because the poor are getting more leket of cheaper quality grain. The Chacham, however, Amatra, they say no. They say Afshar. Afshar means it's possible. It's possible that the leket, the gleanings, will fall in the same ratio from the other seeds as they will from the tefach, from the poorer grain, from this legume. Mishnah Dalet. Bal Habayis, Shoyo Ovir Mokim Mokim. They have a landowner, a man who's got assets, he's got resources, but he's moving from place to place, he's on the road. And he finds himself out of cash, and he needs to eat. The tzorich little leket chiko peyo mason, and he, like the poor, has to go and get his breakfast, his meals from the leket, from the leftover, from the normally from what's called the poor man's dues, the matnas anim. Is he allowed to take it? Yes, says the Mishnah. Yitel, he can take the leket chiko peyo and mason, because now he's in need, like an oni is. When he gets back home, then he can pay. He should pay back. Shalom explains, he pays to the anim, to the poor of that city that he took the matnas anim from. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that yes, he's allowed to take matnas anim that he needs, allowed to take the gifts for the poor while he's on the road, if he's run out of cash, but he will have to compensate the anim. V'chachamim oimrim, ani hoya b'sashah. I'm saying no. The fellow was poor at that time. At the time that he took the matnas anim, he was poor. And therefore he was absolutely entitled to take those gifts for the poor. So now when he comes back home, he's also potter. He's not obligated to pay or repay anything. The Rambam, however, says that despite that, he should pay as a midas chassidus to act beyond the letter of the law. He should still pay back anyway, but not that he has to. Al pi din. Then there are those who learn, the Gra learns, that even from midas chassidus, even from that point of view, he doesn't really have to pay.